United States is marking what the president has described as a tragic milestone, the death of a million Americans from COVID. Joe Biden's ordered flags at half-mast and warned against complacency in the fight against the virus. Our North America correspondent Barbara Miller's attended a memorial in New Jersey for those who've died from COVID and spoke with some of their families.
You guys can go ahead in and light candles. You know, there's photographs in there of your loved ones. You're all set. Thank you for coming tonight.
On a community farm in New Jersey, families of some of the million Americans who've died with COVID have gathered.
Who have you come here to remember?
For my mom.
My husband, Eric. He passed away in April of 2021.
Sue, your wife and your mom. Tell me a little bit about Sue.
Sue was a very unique woman. We were married almost 50 years.
The farm is now home to a memorial, which was moved here from a local beach where it was first created.
Can you move this one to here, and then we could do a wide
one
there? Yeah.
It consists mainly of pebbles with victims' names on them, which form heart shapes. The memorial is named after Rami Salman, who died in May 2020.
Today is actually the last day I got to speak to him. So tomorrow's 2 years. Sorry.
Rami's sister Rima never thought the U.S. would reach a million COVID deaths.
When Rami died, we were at 80,000. So it makes no sense to me.
She thinks things could have been handled better.
It's not so much to blame or point fingers. It's more of like each person or as a nation even, what could we have done better? You know, how could we have protected these people?
President Joe Biden said the death of a million Americans was a tragic milestone.
1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table. Each irreplaceable, irreplaceable losses.
The president is calling on Congress to approve more funding for COVID tests, treatments and vaccines. And he's urging against complacency.
Now is the time for us to act.
A message welcomed by Andrew Neumer, Professor of Population Health at University of California, Irvine.
The vaccine is not living up to our most optimistic hopes, and the boosters only help temporarily. You know, we're not breaking these chains of transmission in the face of these new variants, so we're going to need to remain vigilant.
The million death milestone comes at a time when many COVID restrictions have been lifted. But for many Americans, there never will be a return to normal. Nor should there be, says Rima Salman.
I understand we want to move forward, but in order to move forward, we have to analyze what happened. The reality is our normal is what got us here. Our normal is what cost us a million lives.
Flags here will be flown at half-mast until Monday.